Al-Qaeda's arm in Syria is making a new push into an area where it has not been strong before, social media. That's thanks to a 26-year-old British convert. He is now the public and Western face of the terrorist organization's Syrian branch. In new videos, he chastises the Islamist terrorists in ISIS for their brutality, and he does it in English. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The first thing you should know about the young British man starring in new Al-Qaeda productions is that making movies isn't completely foreign to him. His father is Patrick Kinney, a famous Hollywood assistant director who worked on some iconic American films, like this one.
Sylvester Stallone is back as Rambo.
And this one. The elder Kinney helped to direct Rambo and some of the Indiana Jones movies, among others. And his son, Lucas Kinney, has gone into what might be seen as the family business with a decidedly different purpose. He's joined Jabhat al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda arm trying to topple the Syrian regime. And he's become part of al-Nusra's effort to discredit its main rival, the Islamic State. Their strategy? To shoot videos that make clear how many Muslims ISIS is actually killing. The Islamic State has made clear that anyone who doesn't subscribe to their extreme form of Islam can be marked for death. In one of the new videos, Kinney travels to a mosque outside of Aleppo, which has been a target of an ISIS suicide attack. As the camera pans the room, you can hear people sweeping up glass.
I mean, this is the scene now. Looking at all of this, you can only imagine how it must have been.
This is Kinney speaking from the mosque.
With, I don't know how many brothers sitting here, but actually from the force of the explosion here, a number of the brothers were sent flying out of this window.
So that's one thing that makes these al-Nusra videos different. The great Satan isn't America or the West, it's ISIS. Another thing that makes the Kinney videos stand out? Their quality.
A lot of the way that the video was shot, I kept thinking of Homeland, the show on Showtime.
That's Will McCants. He directs the project on U.S. relations with the Islamic world at the Brookings Institution.
The way that they presented his name.
What he means is the videos use that typing sound Hollywood uses when a name or location appears on the screen. Kinney is one of a handful of Westerners Islamist organizations have made their front men. Al-Qaeda Corps had Californian Adam Gadan. The group's arm in Somalia used a young Alabama man named Omar Hamami to attract Western recruits. And now al-Nusra appears to have chosen Kinney. Will McCants from Brookings says his video was very effective.
As a viewer, to see him go into the mosque and react to the aftermath, it really underscored the message that he was delivering, which was the Islamic State is not doing what it's supposed to do, which is protect normal Sunni civilians.
Why Kinney decided to join al-Nusra is still a mystery. His mother told reporters that her son had, at one time, wanted to be a Catholic priest. Now, at the age of 26, he's emerged as the first white convert to join the ranks of Jabhat al-Nusra. And his job has become trying to convince other potential recruits that compared to ISIS, al-Qaeda is, and this is a stretch, moderate.
Honestly, between the two groups, of ISIS has had much more fortune at recruiting people, and Jabhat al-Nusra is trying to reverse that process.
Lorenzo Vidino is the director of the Program on Extremism at George Washington University. He says with ISIS filling its ranks with tens of thousands of foreign fighters, al-Nusra is trying to offer an alternative. Their pitch? They are focused on toppling Bashar al-Assad and his regime, rather than wanton violence.
And the main selling point is this, that ISIS is killing most of Sunni Muslims.
It's too early to tell how effective Kinney's videos will be. ISIS followers have dismissed them on Twitter. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.